If you got your Bible, turn to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. We want to begin reading this morning. We'll begin reading at verse 12. Jesus says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of Mine, and show it unto you. Now if you were here this morning for Sunday school, Brother Rex has done taught what I'm going to preach this morning. Amen. Seems like that's how it works. Brother Charles does. Brother Rex does. It just seems that always they always come ahead of me. And sometimes I wonder if it's be all right if everybody is here on Sunday morning for Sunday school. We can just have Sunday school and go to the house, praise God, because you've done got the goods. Amen. But praise God, we're glad that you're here. Amen. Now, we'll if you is here this morning, you're just going to get a repeat of what we had this morning in Sunday school. As we look at this morning and we see the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, I like the red writing in the book. Amen. I like this red writing. If you've got a red letter edition, the words of Christ are in red. And I like, as old preacher said one time, I love that red writing. Amen. It speaks to my heart because it's the Lord speaking to me. That's what He does. The Lord Jesus Christ speaks to us. He said, in the volume of book, it's written of Me. So everything that we have in this blessed old book, it's the Word of God speaking to us, giving us that we need. And I'd like to preach this morning for just a little bit on that thought, if God will be my help, on revelation for you. Revelation. What is revelation this morning? Revelation is a revealing of the things of God. The revealance of His goodness and His mercy and His grace that He bestows upon you, that He pours out upon you all the days of your life. The confidence and the help that He has to give us, that He has to give you. Amen. It's the doctrine that we have in His Word. Amen. Now, I told you before, I've heard preachers say before, preachers said, you don't need to be teaching doctrine in your church. But if you don't preach doctrine, you ain't preaching nothing. Because doctrine is biblical instruction, biblical teaching. Amen. What thus says the Word of God. Well, see, I can tell you what thus says Jeff Massey, but it won't help you much. But I can tell you what thus says the Word of God, and it'll encourage you a lot. It'll help you, it'll show you, it'll point you the way and help you get where God would have you to be. Amen. So that you can finish well your course. And I think our objective is to finish well on the course that God's got us headed on. Now some of us, now listen to me this for just a moment. I want to take my time at this and say some of us have just started to get in the race. Now, some may have been saved, some may have been in church all your life, but there's some folks that's just starting to get into the race. We're just starting to be partakers of the goodness of God, starting to be involved in His, starting to see the need, amen, in the last days that we live, in this day of the last hours of the day of grace, just starting to realize that we need to be participants in this thing called Christianity. Being a child of God, being Christ-like in these days that we live. And God Almighty gives us instructions. Amen. He gives a pretty elaborate instructions in His Word how to get from point A to point B. You know, that's what the Bible is. Basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen. That's what Bible stands for, praise God. That's the basic instructions that we need before we go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. And then we'll ever be with Him, but what a day that'll be. I've done a whole lot of funerals this past year, and I'm so sick and tired of doing all those funerals. I'm sick and tired of people that you love and you care about passing and going out of here. But I also rejoice in my heart if they're a believer, praise God, because you know, I can't have sorrow because I know where they're going. I get sorry sometimes that they've outstripped me and went on before me. They went on to be with the Lord, praise God. They're rejoicing in the presence of the Lord today. But Jesus said, tells us here, He said, in the spectrum of instruction, He said, I want to leave you, I want to give you the revelation, amen, and a revelation for you. He said, I want to reveal Myself to you. I want to show you the things of God. He said, I want to show you His love and His mercy and His grace, praise God, that's forever and ever, unending. And it's to usward from Him. The Bible says that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Do you realize every day is a gift from God? Amen. We take it for granted so many times, but every day is a gift from our Heavenly Father. He created, He's the author of that day, and He gives us that day. That's why I get up every morning and say, praise God, this is going to be a great day, because my Savior, my Lord don't make junk. He makes something, praise God, that can be enjoyed and will bring Him glory.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I said it's time to get in, it's time to begin our course. It's time to get in and worship God and seek His face and get the guidance. Amen. Receive the revelation, the revealing that God has for you. Amen. See, I can get all that God's got for me, and I can share it with you. Amen. But you need to receive all that revealing that God has for you. What God wants to give you day by day. Amen. But the Lord here, He said, you know what? We don't get it all at once. And I want to say this more, don't be discouraged because whenever you get in, amen, that you don't become a super saint. Amen. Rex was talking, this was all covered this morning in Sunday school if you were here. We get discouraged sometimes because we think once we get saved and born again, accept the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, have to forgive us our sin, come into our heart, bring us, that we're super saints. But Jesus said it's not that way. He said there's many, many things that I need to give you, but He said you're not ready for them yet. He said you can, hey listen, our little finite minds can't comprehend an infinite God. Young man asked me this morning, who made Jesus? He said, Jesus made the whole world. And he said, who made Jesus? I said, well, you know what? Jesus always has been. He has no beginning and no end. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, praise God. Amen. Just the way it is. You say, well, how do you know it? Because I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. I believe it because God said so. And I believe it. See, if we ain't careful, we'll question God. And God's wanting to reveal things to us and show us the goodness of the Lord all the days of our life. But when we begin to realize that God's putting something down here, praise God, He's given us a whole lot more than we could ever expect or anticipate. Pouring out on purpose the goodness of God, revealing unto you. Amen. But our mind can't comprehend all that God has to give us. So He gives us a little at a time. A precept here and a precept there. Here a little, there a little. So that we can comprehend it. So we can begin to take it in. And we can begin to understand the goodness of God. How much He loves us, praise God. If He just poured this whole thing on us all at once, it would blow our mind. Brother John, we couldn't handle it. It'd make us crazy. If we could understand it all at once, praise God, then we would have the mind of God. But the Bible says that Jesus gives you His mind a little at a time.
Amen.
Amen. He tells us, praise God, He shows us Himself, He shows us the Father, just a little at a time. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we begin to see this progression that we have in this revealing of through the Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to reveal. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. He said, you can't bear all the things that I have to show you right now. So we see this thing is progressive. From Genesis to Revelation, it's a progressive thing as God begins to show us His mercy and His grace and His love and everything that He has for us. Amen. We see a higher concept of God in the book of John than we have in Genesis. You say, well, wait a minute, preacher. In Genesis, we see God of heaven, amen, creating everything that we have, everything that we are, everything that we can see. Sure we do. We can see it in the Word. But praise God, in John chapter 1, we see the Word. Amen. The Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. And God begins to take that He's told us for all these years, prophesied through the prophet, tried to show us and point us to, praise God, and He begins to reveal it so that we can see it.
Amen.
Amen. So we see a more sure concept, a higher concept of God. All the revelation of God, all the revealing of God down to man. It's not that God wants to hide stuff from us. Our God is not a secretive God. Amen. He doesn't do things in a closet. Amen. He puts it out in the open, but He puts it out there where we can all get it. Amen? So we all can partake of it. So we have this progressive revelation that God begins to give us. Now, it's not the inability for God to reveal the revelation. We know God can reveal it to us, but it's man's inability to receive all the revelation of God. All that He's got to show us, Brother Chris. We can't see it all at once. So we have unfolding truth. Amen? God gives us unfolding, and He just unfolds it before us. Kind of like a road map. Just unfolds it a little bit at a time to where you can see where you were and see where God wants you to be.
Amen?
Amen? Unfolds it just a little bit at a time. That's God's gradual unfolding of truth that He gives us. So what am I saying this morning? I'm saying to each one of us. Now listen carefully. Don't get discouraged because you don't understand everything there is to know about God. You get in this thing, I think sometimes, young and old, we get discouraged because we just don't understand. But God is unfolding this. God is revealing it to us in His time. But just be patient and listen. Listen and look for that revealing.
Amen.
Amen. Expecting, I preach Wednesday night, expecting God to begin to show you something, to give you something, to pour, to fill your card up. Amen. But we don't have the mind to understand it all. It's not a lack of God's ability. He could show us everything all at once. But we couldn't take it in. But it's our lack of knowledge, praise God. God is not limited, but we are. God can give us everything that He's got for us right now, but we couldn't comprehend it. Amen. So the Lord said, He said, I have many things to show to you, but you can't, He said, but you cannot bear them now. He said, you wouldn't be able to grasp it. You wouldn't understand if I give it all to you now. See, so He said, so I'm going to give you a little at a time. He said, how be it when He, the Spirit of truth, has come? So He said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it and I'm going to get it, but give it to you just a little at a time to help you to understand. And He said, I'm going to give you a helper, praise God, that will help you to understand. Amen. Now, I want to show you this morning. Lord, lay this on my heart to make this just as simple as it could be. Amen. How many mathematicians do we have here this morning? I mean, you're really good at math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mathematicians. Amen. So if I give you any kind of math question, amen, you're going to rattle off the answer right now. I mean, right off the top of you. Now, my son-in-law could. Brian is a whiz with math and numbers. Man, he can add Monopoly money and stuff. Praise God, Fisher and I can do it on that little thing. Amen. I mean, I punch him, but he can do it. He can say, he can tell me before I get the first three numbers in what it is. And he's right every time. Amen. I can't do that. I have to have a little bit of assistance, a little bit of help. Amen. So I've asked for some helpers this morning. Luke said he'd help me this morning. Luke, come on up here. Amen. We're going to demonstrate. I thank God for Luke. Luke's always willing to be the pastor's helper. Amen. Come on up here with me, buddy. Now, Luke's my buddy. Hey, shake my hand. Said you're my buddy. Amen. He's never failed to offer to assist me when I ask him. Amen. So here's Luke, and so he's a smart young man. Oh, way to go. Good. That's good enough. Amen. So he's going to assist me this morning. Amen. And we're going to take this thing I'm just going to show you this morning how good God is to us. So if we say, Luke, that 2 + 2 to the 2nd power, how much is that? 2 + 2 to the 2nd power. Say you say 2 times 2 plus 2. 6. 2 + 2 to the 2nd power. Good job, that's 6. Amen. So how did he get that? He couldn't get it on his own. But when we revealed it to him, amen, he got it. So 2 + 2 to the 2nd power is 6. 6, praise God. He got it because I could reveal it to him. Jesus says, praise God, you can't handle all I've got. But he said, I want to reveal it to you. I want to, glory be, I'm about to have me a spell. He said, I want to show you how much I love you. I want to reveal myself to you in such a way that you'll understand. You'll comprehend. Okay, so we got 2 plus 2 to the second power is 6. So what's 2 plus 2 to the third power? 2 times 2 is 4. Amen. Times 2. Eight. Plus 2. 10. 2 plus 2 to the second power is 10. Amen. So how much is 2 plus 2 to the third power? 10. Amen. All you knew that, right? Amen. Malachi, you and Allie, come up here a minute. I need some more assistance. Amen. You say, why? Because I'm running out of fingers. I don't have enough fingers. If you two will get right here, Allie, you get right here, and Malachi, you get right beside her. And I don't need your brain, all I need your fingers. Okay? All right. So Luke, what we're going to do now, we're going to do 2 plus 2 to the fourth power. Okay? So now you turn right around here. What's 2 plus 2 to the fourth power? Do you know? You don't have no idea. You couldn't even guess. Okay. So here's Allie and Malachi. They're going to help you. Okay? So 2 plus 2 to the fourth power. 2 plus 2 to the fourth power. Okay? So you say 2 times 2. Come on, Malachi, help me. Okay? 2 times 2 is 4. 4 times 2, you got 2 hands, is 8. Okay? 2 times 2 is 4. 4 times 2 is 8. 8 times 2 is... Okay, how many is that? Six. 16 plus 2. Who's got the plus 2? Now hold him up, he's got to see them all. There you go. Now what's that? 18! Amen. Glory be to God. 18, good job. 2 plus 2 to the fourth power, he says it's 18. How? Because it was revealed to him. It was shown. See, I couldn't show him by myself. I didn't have the... even though I knew what the answer was, I couldn't reveal it to him by myself. But Jesus says, listen, he said, I love you enough. Thank God, but I'm going to give you some help. I'm going to help you to see me. I'm going to reveal myself to you, and I'm going to make it a way. Thank God, even a little kid can understand it. Amen. He said, I'm going to paint you a picture, pray God, when you can't understand the word. Pray God, I'm going to paint you a picture that you might see it. So we said 2 plus 2 to the second power is 6. 2 plus 2 to the third power. No, it's 8. 2 and then, 10. 10. I'm losing myself. It's 10. But 2 by 2 plus 2 to the fourth power is 18. Amen. So see, you can see it. When you see it, you can count it. You see it for yourself, can't you? See, that's what God does in His Word. He paints a picture, He shows, and He lets us see for ourselves a little at a time how much He loves us. How much He cares for. And He's there to help you, praise God. He's there to show you how much He cares. Amen. Thank you, folks. You can sit down. So we see God in this. Jesus said, amen. He said, there's a lot of things I need to show you. So I'm going to reveal it to you a little here and a little there so that you can understand. God doesn't desire for us to be in darkness. But He desires for us to come to the marvelous light of His dear Son. Amen. That we might see Him in His thing. So we see that, praise God. And He says that in verse 13, He says, howbeit when He, the Spirit, how about the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Lord God, the Spirit of truth is come. Now it doesn't say here that He might come. But He said this, when the Spirit of truth is come, He said, this is the thing, praise God, it's already been worked out. And the Holy Spirit of God is going to come, praise God. He's going to touch us, He's going to help us, and He's going to show us, amen. He's going to give us a revelation, a revealing of who He is and what His Word says for you. So don't get discouraged, church. Take a little bit at a time, a little here, a little there, amen. Just allow the Lord to love you and to love on you and to live in you, praise God, and press on for the cause of Christ. Amen. So He says that Spirit of truth. Now, what happens is most of the time we disallow the Spirit of God. Amen. We are to come to the house of God. Now this revelation I'm talking about this morning is for you. It's revealing God has is for you to reveal Himself to you, let you know how much He loves you. Amen?
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 Amen.
Is anybody awake? Amen. I guess two back there raised their hand. Rest of you's asleep. Amen. I'm sorry. But the Spirit of God reveals. Now the Bible says in Romans 8:14, said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So what's leading us into this revealing? He said it's the Spirit of God that's leading us into it, and He's the one that's opening it up to us. Amen. See, we don't have the wisdom, we don't have the unction. Our limited knowledge don't allow us to get to the place of that wisdom and the understanding that God has. But God Almighty, through His Spirit, brings us to a place where understanding, He begins to open it up to us. That's why we need to come to the house of God with a teachable spirit. Do you realize that morning? This morning, it's all that God asks that we come with a teachable spirit so that God can manifest Himself to us and manifest Himself in us. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we see what happens when the Spirit comes. It begins to manifest itself through the Spirit unto us. And we begin to see it. And the Bible said the Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. So we see, number one, what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit comes along as a guide. Have you ever, Brother Rex, have you ever started to study the Word of God for Sunday school or just for yourself, and you begin to read and all of a sudden something comes to your mind and you flip over, you think of another book and another verse, another chapter, and you flip over and praise God, and God takes that and He ties it with what you've been reading, and you say, glory to God the highest.
Amen.
I've never seen it on that. That's God revealing Himself to you. That's showing Him how much He loves you, how much hope and help He has for you. He's painting you a picture of His goodness and His grace and His mercy and the great love that He has for us.
Amen.
Amen. And that picture just gets sweeter and sweeter. I've told you before, Brother R.A. White, old man of God, when he took me and mentored to me, he said, praise God, take him high and lofty God, things that God put them on the bottom shelf where the little kids can get them. And he said, that's preaching. Amen. I always say, Lord, please just, Brother Bill, just paint me a picture and help me just show it to them that they can see Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So we can recognize Him, we can see Him, and He can help us and begin to build us up in the likeness of Himself, likeness of His image. But He said, the Spirit of truth will guide you. Amen. What does that mean? That means the Spirit brings us to that place where we can begin to see the truth. Amen. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That answers your question, Luke. Amen. You wasn't paying attention. You missed it. See, come here, man. That's why you have to pay attention in church. Because you have questions, and if I'm preaching and answering them, if you're not listening, you won't know. Okay? You ready? We're going to do this, ain't we? Amen. All right. Amen. So in the beginning was God. Amen. And in the beginning was the Lord. And in the beginning was the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they were all there in heaven together to do those things, praise God, for me and you that needed to be done. And the Spirit's there, he said that I've got things to show you, to reveal to you, but you can't contain them all now. So the Spirit of truth is going to reveal them to you just a little at a time, a little here and a little there, praise God, till you get the whole picture. In other words, for it all be made clear. As old Paul Harvey said, the rest of the story. Amen. We begin to see it. So He guides us into that truth, into all truth. Now that tells me that God don't want to hide nothing from me. Amen. That God wants to show me all His goodness and His mercy and His love. That's what God is. That's the essence of God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I heard He's a God of wrath. He is. Because God hates sin. God still hates sin. Amen. He's a sin-hating God. But He loves righteousness. And He loves righteous people. Those who are at a right. According to God. Now we live in a day and hour where a lot of people would perceive themselves as righteous because they're this or they're that. But what we need to perceive ourselves is, what God's revealing to us, is we need to receive ourselves right according to what God says.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not right according to what I think, what I believe even. I'm right because of what God says. And He lives in my heart, amen, that I might not sin against Him. So He leads us, He'll guide you into truth, amen, into all truth, every bit of it. God will reveal Himself completely to us if we'll let Him. Amen. And then not only will He guide you, but He'll show you. Amen. He'll show you things. He actually says He'll show you things to come. Amen. So if we're paying attention and we're watching for God and we're listening for His Spirit, led of the Spirit of God, amen, He begins to reveal Himself to us. He begins to reveal the mind of Christ. Hello? Amen. Do you realize that we're privileged enough that God is revealing, that Jesus, Lord, Jesus Christ is revealing His mind and His heart to me and you? Now, His mind and His heart is Godward. Amen. He's thinking, He's meditating on the things of the Father. Lord Jesus Christ is always trying to be pleasing to the Father. Amen. And He said, I and the Father are one. Amen. They're one, they're same, they're identical. Amen. So He said, Lord said, you can't bear all things, but He said, I'm going to show you some things to come. So I'm going to guide you into some things. I'm going to point you in the right direction, and I'm going to begin to open up and reveal things to you to begin to show you where you need to be. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. How many of us this morning would like to be as close as we could to God? Amen. I believe all of us would. I don't care. I don't believe there's anybody here to say, well, you know, I'm just going to hang out way over here on the other side, and maybe one day I'll come running when that trumpet, that shout, and run and jump in. Amen. You'll be left behind. Amen. But praise God, when we have a revealing, praise God, and we recognize the revealer, we come in, praise God, through the Holy Spirit, He begins to show you some things to come. Some things, praise God, that'll encourage our heart. And the Holy Spirit begins to reveal to us the very mind of Christ. Because Christ said in verse 12, He said, I have yet many things to say unto you. Amen. Many things to reveal to you. But you cannot bear them now. Amen. But He didn't say that you can't bear them forever. But He said you can't bear them now. He said you can't get a hold of it now. He said, but I want to reveal it to you sooner or later. I want to reveal it to you. He said, I'm going to send the Spirit of Truth to reveal it to you. So the Spirit of Truth becomes that revealer that reveals the mind of Christ. Amen. So that we can see Him. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that a wonderful thing? Praise God. Wouldn't it be nice to just receive that the Heavenly Father has for us? To receive it, praise God. Now I'm not talking, sometimes we get caught up and we think about the physical things. Hello? Brother Rex was telling a story about trying to get a job, and a fellow's been kind of vile and disgusting, and instead of just breaking in and telling him about the Lord Jesus Christ, he was concerned about getting the job. So he kept quiet. Didn't say nothing. The fellow offered him several jobs, said there's going to be several jobs, but praise God, said he ended up not getting none of them because he kept his mouth shut. Yeah. Amen? And so God took those away from him and gave him to another. But it had been better to say, you know what, Lord Jesus loves you, and if you'll accept Him and love Him, praise God, He'll take away that cusser and He'll give you a good conduct and a good conversation. Amen. Now it might have hurt his feelings, but he might have got right. And he might have got the job. But see, it's not about the physical thing. God's talking about the spiritual things of God. He's wanting to reveal to you the very essence of God, the spiritual side of God, amen. Because that's the part of man that's lacking. God's promised if we'll seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. He said all these other things, houses and lands and homes and food and clothes, roof over your head. Praise God. He said, I'll give them to you. If you'll seek first the kingdom of God, seek first that's right before God. So that He begins to reveal Himself to us, praise God. We begin to realize it's not about the physical, but it's about the spiritual side of the Lord. Spiritual things, amen. If we'll feed that spiritual man, the spiritual man to rejoice in the Lord, full of joy and hope and peace, praise God, and the physical side to come. I believe that with all my heart. God takes care of that. How do you know? Because God's Word tells us. The Lord goes ahead in John chapter 16 and verse 24. He says, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that your what? Joy may be full. Now we're seeking and desiring. God's revealed to us. He said, if we'll just ask the Lord, just trust the Lord, praise God, rely on Him, adhere to Him, He'll begin to give us joy. And with joy, I've told you before, everything else comes into the spectrum of things. We begin to see it when we get the joy of the Lord living in our hearts. He says, these things have I spoken to you, verse 25 in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say unto you that I will pray the Father for you. I say not unto you, I will pray the Father for you. For the Father Himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I am come out from the Father. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. So I ask you again, how much of you would not like to receive the things of your Heavenly Father? Amen. Every one of us want to receive all that the Heavenly Father has for us. And the Lord says, I'm revealing them to you a little bit at a time. But Jesus says, verse 24, 25, 26, He said, you've got to want them to receive them. You ask for them, praise God. And God says, I'll give them to you.
Amen.
Amen. He says, if any of you lack understanding, ask of God. Amen. Nothing doubting. Amen. Praise God. And God will begin to reveal to you the wisdom, unction, the love that He has for me and you. Praise God. The revealing that God has for you. The revelation for you that God has through Christ Jesus our Lord. The mind of Christ that He wants to get. He said, don't be discouraged if you don't get it all at once. Amen. But be encouraged as you get it a little at a time. As God begins to show you how much He loves you and how much He cares for you. He begins to reveal to you the greatness of God. The love, amen, and the almightiness of an almighty God. We serve an almighty God. Amen. He's omnipotent. Praise God. He's the most wonderful God there ever was. There's nothing greater than our God. He has all power in heaven and on earth.
Amen.
So there's nothing lacking in Him. If there's anything lacking, if there's anything missing, it's in me and you. But he said, what I'm going to do, he said, there's a whole lot of things I can't share with you now. You just can't contain it. But he said, I'm going to reveal it to you at a little time. Praise God. And I'm just going to draw you just a little bit closer. I want to say, listen, church, and I'm done. We ought to be desiring the revealing of God to draw just a little closer. Brother Chris, just a little closer day by day. A little closer today than we was yesterday, and a little closer tomorrow than we are today. Amen. That'll make a difference. That'll make me, and people around you will see it. People around you will realize it. And then God will begin to reveal Himself to them through us. Amen. So Jesus said, it's important that this revealing process takes place. He said, because it gets us all just a little closer to Christ's likeness. Gets us a little closer to that place where we're going to step out of this world and step into that everlasting one. With Christ Jesus our Savior. When God begins to reveal Himself to you. Let me ask you a question in closing this morning. Let me ask you a question. Just as honest as you can be with yourself, answer this question. Is God revealing Himself to you? Are you allowing God to reveal Himself to you every day? And somehow, now listen, we're living in a space age. Amen. A technological I can't even say it, age. You can get your phone and you can get Bible verses. You can get a verse of the day. Listen, if you don't do nothing else, just have your phone. Go in there and it's free. Go in there and get King James Bible, verse of the day, punch it in there, and it'll come up mine comes up every morning at 7 o'clock and gives me a verse of the day. Amen. So if I'm running, I don't have time, praise God, I can look at that and get some encouragement from the Lord. And you can take that verse and you can meditate on that and you can think on that and allow it to touch your heart. And I guarantee you God will grow you that day in the Lord. See, it's that simple. But it's just like the mathematics that we showed you here. Our understanding is limited. But if we'll try to take in a little at a time, As God begins to reveal it, He begins to show it to us, then we can begin to learn about our Lord. And we can begin to learn about Him and love Him and understand Him, praise God, the way that we ought to.
Yeah.
Amen. So don't get discouraged. Praise God, be encouraged. A little at a time, press for the mark. Press toward the understanding that God would have you to have of His precious Word of truth. Amen.